You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
A survey of Automobile Association members' views on time of use charging has been presented to Auckland Council's Transport and Infrastructure Delivery Committee. The survey found that members were open to congestion charging if it worked, even if they think it's unfair. Labour leader Chris Hipkins gave a State of Auckland speech last week focused on the need for cross-party collaboration on infrastructure projects. I spoke to Councillor Shane Henderson about both of these topics.
I think the findings of AA's survey, which said that people are kind of cautious, but it has to work for them. I think that's the mood for, like, most Aucklanders feel that way. So I think they've really nailed the pulse of the community in that survey, the wider community, not just their members. And so whatever scheme that comes at the end of this process for time of use charging, it's got to work, and it's got to be fair for people. And I think part of that fairness is how are we collecting revenue and what is that being spent on? And I would just urge that we can ring fence that revenue and put it back into the transport network. People will be taking more buses or trains because of the charge. We need to actually make it better for them to do that, and so that they're able to do that as well. So that will mean more investment into PT, would be my sort of suggestion. That was a very interesting survey, and I really welcome those results too.
What are the views on time of use charging from around the council table?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a saga around the table. We've had many workshops and discussions over the last few years, really, and we're still not at a stage, funnily enough, where we have to decide exactly what the scheme will look like. We're sort of down to kind of an options situation at the moment, and I'm part of a bit of a working group of a couple of councillors and staff as well to kind of look through those different options and then put it to the full council and put it to the public for their sort of feedback. But we're not quite there yet, so we're all sort of debating it as sort of an idea rather than will it be on this motorway or will it be a ring around the city or will it be something else like that. We're not really at that stage of design yet.
And I want to ask about when it has been introduced overseas, what has the response and effect been, and how do you think that could map onto Tamaki Makaurau?
Yeah, there's been numerous time use charging schemes across the world in different cities, and the results have been quite interesting, right? So they generally will go in with a certain degree of scepticism and unpopularity, but once people see it operate and once they have less congestion for their commute, there tends to be a lot more support, and that's kind of the world over. There's been some schemes where people have tried and failed to put it in other places as well, but we've seen results across the world of lower congestion and more public support, although, we'll see how it goes. I think that'll be an interesting thing for the public.
And I want to turn now to ask about the State of Auckland speech that Labour leader Chris Hipkins gave last week. How do Labour's goals around infrastructure development in the city align with Council's?
Yeah, I saw that. So, Chris Hipkins was really big on the importance of bipartisan collaboration on big infrastructure, right? We support that completely, and Mayor Brown's big initiative on this, for transport at least, is a 30-year transport plan where we're telling the public well in advance some of the big investments that are needed for the city and how we're going to get there. So we're kind of working on that in this term, over the next sort of months and a few years, I think. So that will be really, that's exciting, and that's kind of a good example. But I would just emphasise to central government that bipartisan collaboration is good, but that needs to also include councils, right? So Auckland Council needs a seat at the table when these discussions are happening, and that's why we signed a city deal with the government recently. We would just urge the government of the day, whatever comes after November, to follow through with that and to keep us in the loop and in strong communication around their plans.
In relation to the future of Auckland, what kind of policy discussions would you like to hear in the lead up to the election?
Well, I mean, what a question that is. We've got a lot of issues in Auckland to solve, right? Personally, I think that we have you know, housing crisis is still going on, and it's still unaffordable in world terms for housing, even though the prices have kind of dampened a bit over the last sort of few years. So we still need to have that discussion about housing and urban planning. I've been personally quite frustrated with the government's continual climb downs from their initial kind of targeting on planning our city and where the houses are going to go. I think we need to be really straight with Aucklanders on that. And also transport. I mean, we've got a bit of a public transport revolution going on at the moment because fuel prices are skyrocketing, right? So we're having record-breaking numbers in our public transport system. We need to sustain that long into the future and actually even increase that. So I'd like us to talk about things like the cost of public transport fares. I think the government could be looking at that. Coverage of the system as well. These are things that help us with our climate goals and our health goals and all manner of things as well. I could go on, but those are a couple of things there.
That was Councillor Shane Henderson on a new AA members survey on time of use or congestion charging and Labor leader Chris Hipkins' State of Auckland speech last week.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.